Available whenever you want it on the TJ and Riggins app. This is the TJ and Riggins Show.
There is a new phobia that the young people are experiencing, so you know we got to get all over that. We'll do that in a few minutes. But we've reached the special time of the week. And Lindsay's usually not here for this, so I know you feel privileged as well.
Oh, of course.
And it's time for a review of the show and popular culture from the week, Riggins' Week in Review Song.
And this is my song. It's called The Week in Review. It's a week's worth of shows summarized for you. No special effects and no auto-tune. Just me and my guitar performing for you.
Lindsay is back today. There's simply no replacement for you. And I love that you're living in your truth, coming in barefaced like you do. She's beautiful with or without makeup, even though she's self-conscious about her ears. She's the only pretty person I know whose awkward stage was 15 years. But this whole song is not about Lindsay, because that would make me a clown. But I can't see an attractive person and not want to tear them down.
My song is called The Week in Review. It's a week's worth of shows summarized for you. No special effects and no auto-tune. Just me and my guitar performing for you.
Tech D Rob went to a murder mystery Halloween party. There you try to uncover the killer within. Rob played the popular student body president, so it was a bit of a stretch for him. TJ went and voted early, and he kept his ballot concealed. I'm dying to know who TJ voted for, but so far his lips are sealed. I'll be voting early too. This election is too important to ignore. Lindsay hasn't voted for anyone since she was a claymate, and that was back in 2004. And
my song is called The Week in Review. It's a week's worth of shows summarized for you. No special effects and no auto-tune. Just me and my guitar performing for you.
Today is National Breadstick Day. Makes sense that it happens in fall. What you don't want is a Mississippi breadstick, which I cannot explain at all.
And don't go look it up.
Don't look it up. It's horrifying. TJ's wife, Jody, joined us on Thursday. She's been on the show before. Then she said some awful things about the Pope, and we had to kick her right out the door. Guys, you still have time to make your girl a boo basket. You've probably heard of that. So put on your panties and your capri pants and get over to Target Stack.
And this is my song. It's called The Week in Review. It's a week's worth of shows summarized for you. No special effects and no auto-tune. Just me and my guitar performing for you.
All right.
Woo! Excellent.
Good. Thank you. Good.
Excellent.
Thank you. Thank you. I forgot to hit record. I'm kidding.
We captured
it, Riggins. We captured it for the archives and the Broadcast Hall of Fame in Chicago.
Yes.
My heart stopped when you just said that. It stopped.
Can I do that again?
So, in honor of the first game of the World Series happening tonight, I've got a little baseball-themed game coming up next.
This is the TJ and Riggins Show. Available whenever you want it on the TJ and Riggins app. This is the TJ and Riggins Show.
I was preparing to do this little baseball game in honor of the first game of the World Series. But what was the conversation happening? The only line I heard was, can you screenshot that and make sure we all look skinny?
Yeah.
What was going on over there? What is?
I want Rob to screenshot a photo of us, you playing the guitar, but we all need to look thin. And at the right angle.
Okay.
So I want to approve it, and I need you to do it while I'm here. No pressure. And I know you're kind of busy, but, like, I need it done.
Like, so from the video, get a, what do you call it, a screen cap of all of us watching Riggins play the guitar during the Week in Review song and looking slim.
Looking slim.
I just heard, make us look skinny.
Yeah.
No double chins.
No double chins. If I don't want us laughing like with the double chin. I want a good angle, possibly a profile. Okay. Yeah.
Right. This tells me that the first day she was back, she asked for one of those. This tells me it wasn't a good one.
I mean, other than the fact I was going, other than that, I mean.
making a painful face.
Like, that okay. could be it.
But you know how hard that is going to be for all three of us to be looking slim at the same time while watching Riggins play the guitar? That's going to be hard.
I know, because we were laughing a lot.
Maybe send her the video, Rob, and then you can do it.
Okay.
You can capture it.
Yeah. I don't trust his judgment. Is
clearly not. Yeah.
But one thing about Lindsay, though, she's not one of those people from a group picture that as long as she looks good in it, she's fine with it.
Yeah.
She'll make sure that everybody else looks good, too.
That's really thoughtful. Yeah.
I've got to make sure, because I don't hang out with ugly people, okay?
People can't think we hang out together.
Yeah.
If you can't take a good picture, you might be out of the friend group. Yeah. That's what we're saying.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. See, yeah.
That's great.
But she will put in the time to teach you how to do it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
But if you can't pick it up, like if you don't know how to stick your neck out a little bit to stretch your chin and not make it look like a turtle.
Yeah.
You know, you can't go too far with it. Yeah. The whole thing.
Did you tell me the trick of like putting your tongue on the roof of your mouth?
That was me.
Yeah.
Thin in your face.
That was me. Get used to it. Another gem from this one.
I love how I'm proud of that.
What has two thumbs and has all the answers? That was me.
Oh,
Lindsay.
Oh, man.
It's been too long.
It's been, yeah.
We love you so much.
Man, thank you.
Well, I was going to do this baseball game here, but this is way more fun. You know, I also learned the up and tilt from her.
Right.
And I take that through everyday life. I'm like, I learned that straight from Lindsay.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
That was her thing.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, years ago.
Yep.
Years and years ago.
Long before anybody was taking like a lot of selfies on their phones and stuff like that.
Right.
I think we did it with a flip phone. Hold it up, tilt it down.
Yep.
You're going to get a better angle.
I should have patented that.
Well, because, really, I mean, she's always needed help in tricking people in pictures and all.
You got to fake them out. Catfish them.
Well, I can't wait to see this screenshot. I hope we all do look thin later today.
We will.
I'm working on it right now.
I can assure you.
How many apps do you have on your phone that do like the get rid of blemishes and things like that?
About five or seven.
Oh, God.
5 to 7.
Well, not as many apps as Rob has for fast food places. So.
Sure. That's true.
You're not wrong. Radio show. Podcast. Get the TJ and Riggins app in your app store or at tjriggins.com/app. Point and stare at TJ and Riggins anytime you want on YouTube. This is the TJ and Riggins Show.
Ooh, if you want or need some extra money for Christmas shopping and whatnot, and you live in the states of North or South Carolina, then the money that you're looking for could be in your home, the equity in your home. If you need to refinance or home equity line of credit, any of that kind of stuff, call our friend Richard Tocato at the Richard Tocato Companies. Richard Tocato, go to homewithrichard.com. homewithrichard.com. One of the most frustrating things in the technological world today is when you text somebody and ask them a question, and then what happens?
Nothing.
Nothing or they call you.
They call you.
Oh, yeah. I was going to say thumbs up. Yeah,
yeah, okay. They call you.
Yeah. Oh, my gosh.
So there's a lady on the TikToks who has come up with something else that's very frustrating in that situation and says that you know you are dealing with a yapper when this happens.
You know you're dealing with a real yapper when you send them a text and they send back a voice note. Like, if we wanted to share our voices, we would have just talked on the phone.
And I have a friend that will send those constantly, like minutes long.
Oh, no. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and I'm like, oh.
But then they're gone, right? So you can't go back and look and listen again and say, wait, what did she say? Or what?
Right.
Yeah, you can't
reread it like you do on a text.
Yeah.
But you have to take an extra step, I guess. Huh?
You have to hold down, click save.
And nobody's saving what you got to say.
Yeah, it is.
Come on.
Relax.
Come on.
I think it's a sign of a psychopath, like sending voice notes all the time. I think it's crazy behavior.
Yeah.
Well, because people say, well, I was driving. Well, you can do voice to text while you're driving.
Yeah.
Unless you have a really Southern accent and they don't understand.
Yeah.
One of our favorite people in the world does that. Remember, Todd used to, like, every time you text him, he'd send you back a voice note.
Oh, yeah. Well,
yeah. Todd is our video guy.
We love him, but I did not love that.
But if you're talking to text,
yeah,
and you do, would you say, Lindsay, you have a southern accent, so it won't.
It doesn't pick up what I'm saying. She'll write things that I don't even know what they are. I'm like, yeah, I'm a little twangy. I don't know. I mean, I've been this way my whole life.
But my wife is the same way, but it was with the 411 back when you would ask, who would say, you know, what number are you trying to reach or whatever?
Yeah.
And when she would say it, it would come back with something. Are you trying to call Papa John's? No.
No.
You know who doesn't understand? You, TJ?
Who?
Instagram. When I try to add those captions on videos.
Oh, really?
One time you said, this is me and my wife. We've been together pert near 30 years. And
oh, yeah.
Pert near. Instagram was like, just being closer. I'm like, pert near? I'm trying to type it in manual. I was like, I don't even know how you say that.
Yeah. So, yeah, I was being silly. So not my regular voice, but when I'm being silly voice.
Sure. Yeah, so which is my regular voice. Exactly. You're trying to be silly.
Yeah, well, either way, people think you're a psycho if you send a voice message when somebody's texting you.
That's crazy.
And you don't even like it if they call you? Because that's
a lot
me.
Of people
you know
don't.
That's me.
A lot of people don't.
Okay, because now I'm...
I don't. It depends on who it is.
Now I'm triggered.
And how long I know that they're going to be talking.
Right.
Yeah. You know?
Yeah.
Like if it's my mama, then, I'm thrilled. That's what I was going to say.
More TJ and Riggins coming up. This is the TJ and Riggins podcast and radio show.
Okay. Grouchy old man time.
Oh,
I like it.
Actually, it's probably more mocking old man time. I just heard about a new phobia. And evidently this is for real, because when this woman posted about it, other people posted, oh, my God, I can't believe I'm not the only one. You know how people do that.
Sure.
So whatever your weird thing that you've got going on is, then you put it up and somebody else posts that they do the same thing, then you're fine. It's normal.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
It's cool.
I had no idea that that we are so phobia driven now in our society that there is even a phobia of ketchup.
Oh my God.
People who are grossed out, sickened by ketchup. It's a 23-year-old woman they've talked about here on the TikToks. She's a server, and she says by far the worst part of her job is when she has to refill ketchup bottles or get ketchup for the customers, because it grosses her out. She said, when I handle ketchup at my work, I have to hide me heaving at it. Okay, so... She's not, you know, about ready to regurgitate any good grammar here. We don't have to worry about that, which is another grouchy old man day segment. She said, I think the vinegary smell puts me off the most. Some people commenting said that they even cry if they have to be around ketchup. They cry.
Stop it.
Yeah.
You're in the wrong business.
Yeah, but these people commenting aren't even in the food service industry. They're just like, if I see ketchup or if I'm around it, it makes me cry. Ketchup is the devil. I hate ketchup so much.
And they're all young people?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, of course.
That is funny.
So put that on the list with like Rob not being able to touch raw chicken.
Oh,
I see that more than the ketchup.
I
think they're the same.
Oh.
I think they're absolutely the same. Maybe the chicken thing is a little bit worse because Rob is almost a 40-year-old man and can't touch chicken.
Well, that's true.
These are 23-year-old women that are afraid of ketchup.
I was just thinking that was crazy, being scared of ketchup, but I remember when I worked at Wendy's, I hated touching the tomatoes.
See what Rob, I mean? You are these you people.
You can't have a beard and be scared of touching chicken.
Or tomatoes.
Unless your beard's name's Fred. Oh, come on.
That people. Makes me want to cry.
I mean, are you an adult?
No.
If you cry at the sight of ketchup?
No.
You have no problems in your life. These people have no detrimental issues. No. Like,
or they really are to the point where, like, forget just going into a therapist once a week and trying to handle these sorts of things. If you're afraid of catch up, and when you have to be around it, you start to cry, you need to be institutionalized. You need to go in for at least 28 days or something.
Padded room. The whole
get
shebang.
Get the full round-the-clock therapy.
A to restraint. Fix.
And I'm being serious. You need help. Yes. You need that kind of help.
Yes.
I get it. I get
totally
it. I
understand.
Available 24/7 on the free TJ and Riggins app. This is the TJ and Riggins podcast and radio show. The most important stories in the world. This is Now Trending on the TJ and Riggins show.
Oh, I forgot what I was going to say. I know what it is. I ran across this test this morning to determine whether or not you're old. Uh-oh. And I did the test, and I'll give y'all the results in a few minutes.
We'll find
I mean, I know that I'm old, but this is a, like, are you actually physically old?
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay. Groan and moan and all that stuff.
And then maybe y'all can take the test as well.
Yeah. Now Trending, sponsored by No More Last Days. Visit them at the Renaissance Festival every weekend through the end of November. No More Last Days is awesome. They're helping dogs at risk of euthanasia in kill shelters. And for the next 3 months, they're supporting Empowering Paws, great rescue out of Calabash, North Carolina. So visit tjriggins.com/lastdays and check out their merch. It all benefits these dogs that are in kill shelters. So it's a great cause and really cute merch. So check them out, tjriggins.com/lastdays. Crazy story. Yesterday they announced the district attorney in Los Angeles County said, I recommend that the Menendez brothers be resentenced.
Yeah.
So it looks like it's going to happen. It'll obviously be up to a judge, but they're being resentenced. Instead of life without the possibility of parole, they'll be, now be sentenced to for murder. But since the crimes committed were committed before they were the age of 26, they might be released immediately after time served. So
yeah,
and it could happen this year.
And then you know what's going to happen is that there is going to be a flood of appeals start coming in where everybody is going to say, hey, you let the rich, you know, Menendez brothers out for killing their rich parents. Mm-hmm. Why can't I get out? I've been in here 40 years.
Yeah, understandable.
And it's also election season for that DA in Los Angeles. Mm-hmm. And so, you know, he wet his finger and put it in the air and see how many young people are out wanting the Menendez brothers to be free after the movie.
Right.
And so that's why he's doing it.
A little political game going on.
Oh, yes. Always.
It is a crazy story. Today's National Chucky, the Notorious Killer Doll Day. That is TJ's wife's, Jody's, scariest monster.
Yeah, number one scary thing to her is a Chucky doll.
Ooh, Chucky, ooh, killer doll, yeah. Ooh.
Can't even look at it. Like, you know, remember that video I had a long time ago, Riggins, where there was a bus board. It was a lighted sign about yes. a new Chucky movie. And then the little person ran out of there dressed as Chucky and started chasing the people with a knife. Yeah. She couldn't even watch that.
Oh, God.
Everybody else is hee-haw laughing. She's like, hey, girl, I can't even look at that.
That's so funny.
So she's not going to be celebrating today, I don't think.
No.
Maybe you will.
This is the TJ and Riggins Show. Available whenever you want it on the TJ and Riggins app. This is the TJ and Riggins Show.
World Series Game 1 tonight in L.A., I think. I think the first game is in L.A. Monday they go back to New York. It's the Dodgers and Yankees setting up. They haven't played in a World Series since, I think they said 1985. But these are the two biggest teams. Mm-hmm. Shohei Ohtani had an incredible season.
Yeah.
History-making season. And then you got Aaron Judge for the Yankees, just a bruiser. So people are really excited about it.
Yeah, Aaron Judge and Juan Soto.
Yeah.
You know, you got those two that are back-to-back in the lineup. But I love that Ohtani.
Yeah.
I really do. But I do have a problem with him.
What's your problem?
He knows how to speak English. So why is he not speaking English when he's being interviewed and stuff? You think he knows enough English to be considered speaking English? He's just still a little self-conscious about it. I don't know.
Maybe.
But he's been playing over here and getting, you know, millions and millions, hundreds of millions of American dollars. He ought to be putting importance on speaking American, by God.
That's what he should
do. Yeah.
I was buying into it. I was like, oh, he does know how to, why does he know
he does. He does.
Oh, he actually does?
Yeah, he can speak enough. He can speak enough to get by.
Yeah.
Oh, really?
So.
Okay. Well, yeah, that is interesting. Why you wouldn't do that
in
an interview. I don't know. But in honor of game one of the World Series, I thought it'd be fun to, I don't know if you saw this trend a couple months ago, everybody's doing their hot dog calls, like how you would sell hot dogs at a baseball game. And I thought I'd give it a shot right now, so everybody can give it a shot. But this is how I would sell hot dogs at a Major League Baseball game. Hot dogs, get your hot dogs, make me the top dog, get a hot dog, get your hot dogs. That's how I would do it. Lindsay, why don't you give it a shot, see if you can sell some hot dogs.
I don't want to call them hot dogs.
Okay, that's
so
fine.
So I'm going to call them something different.
All right.
Wieners, get your wieners. Get your wieners.
I knew she was going to say
that. Fresh wieners in a fresh bun.
That's good.
Thank you.
All right, TJ, give me your hot dog call.
Hot dogs, all y'all want a hot dog. Hey, hot dogs.
I like how it has some vibrato, some musical tones. I like that.
That is excellent. 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 So game one of the World Series, heading back to New York on Monday.
Radio show, podcast, get the TJ and Riggins app in your app store or at tjriggins.com/app. Point and stare at TJ and Riggins anytime you want on YouTube. This is the TJ and Riggins show.
This morning I was doing what I do every day, which is actually multiple times a day. I was checking to see what is going on at my alma mater, the Mayo Clinic. I graduated from the Mayo Clinic Medical School back in 91. And they said that there is a new test that they've been giving to people to see the effects of aging on the body. And they said that the older you are, the harder it is for you to stand on one leg for 30 seconds. So I got up from my desk this morning and I grabbed my phone and hit the stopwatch setting and I picked one foot up off the floor and I did it. I stood there for 30 seconds. It got a little difficult and I had to kind of rebalance myself, not touching anything, but just, you know, pivoting around and getting my, you know, my foot settled and all of that. And I made it. I was like, that's no big deal. Until, I started to walk over to get another cup of coffee and it felt like I had just torn the tendons in my ankle.
Oh, no. So it's the aftermath.
I mean, I was like, you know how you walk if your foot's asleep or your whole leg is asleep? That's what it felt like, but just in my ankle. And I was like, oh, no, because I didn't twist my ankle or anything. But that motion of keeping your foot on the floor and then pivoting your ankle around to stay balanced.
Oh, my gosh.
I thought, oh, this is not good. This is not. I cannot go and have to have surgery on Achilles tendons and everything else. And tell them how I heard it, trying to prove that I'm not old.
It's not the surgery. It's you telling them how it happened.
Because, you know, I'm not paranoid about being old. I don't care. Except when it comes to stuff like that, when it's health things.
Yeah.
Like Lindsay, a few years ago, we were in Destin, Florida, and we rented a pontoon to go out on this big sandbar called Crab Island, and it had a slide on it, so it was a big slide that came off the back, and they said when you come off the slide, land on your butt, because the water is so shallow, but I got turned around somehow and landed on my feet, and it just poof, my ankle right there, first day of vacation.
No.
Yeah, and so I'm limping around in a boot the rest of the time. I'm at the beach in a boot.
Nothing worse. Yeah.
And I thought I was looking at another situation like that.
Oh, no.
Yeah. God. Okay, well, I did pass their old man test, but not mine. Right. Not the real one.
Available 24/7 on the free TJ and Riggins app. This is the TJ and Riggins podcast and radio show. This is the TJ and Riggins podcast and radio show.
Wait, what, Lindsay?
Okay. TJ just sent me this little tiny jar of something that I need to purchase. this maple cream that, I mean, is going to be absolutely delicious. So I look it up. This tiny jar, $21.
Oh, really? Yeah. It was a gift. It was a gift to me. My friend Mark sent it to me.
I mean, Mark got it like that. Okay.
Yes, he does.
$21. The jar's tiny. I mean, I don't know if it's really tiny in person.
It's 16 ounces, I think.
Oh, no.
Yeah, so that would last me about 2 days. Because, you know, I got the sweetness.
$21.
Are you okay. A slatherer?
I didn't know how much it cost.
Well, I'm going to get it because it's so delicious. But.
So I like Jimmy John's. Oh, yeah. I love Jimmy John's. But my favorite thing about Jimmy John's is the bread.
Yeah.
But they have these other things to keep you from eating bread if you don't want the carbs. They have something called an unwich.
Yeah, I hate the carbs.
Which I don't know, yeah, that I like the name of that, but it, instead of a bun, they give you big iceberg lettuce leaves to hold the meat together and everything. And now they've got a sandwich where the bun has been substituted for a giant pickle. So the meat is all in giant pickles.
Mm. I'd be down for that.
Yes.
I don't know that it would be too hard to bite into, wouldn't it? I mean, these are the kind of, you know, those pickles that they have at the ball games and stuff. Yeah. Or you used to get at school.
Sure. The big kosher dill pickle. Yeah, that might be a little tough. Unless you, like, hollow out the, you know, take out some of the guts in it.
Yeah,
that might be a little
or
bit better.
Or just use a fork and knife, I mean, to eat it.
Yeah, you could do that, too.
It's going to be a salad before you know it.
Yeah.
But here's what it looks like. And I'm, you know, that's not a real one. Obviously, it's an art project that they've built. Yeah.
It looks delicious.
It does look really good.
Because I love pickles. Mm-hmm. You know, pickles is one of my favorite things. But I don't know about that. Mm. But the I would go for that more than the unwich.
Yeah, because iceberg lettuce has no flavor, so it's really just about the crunch of having that. But a pickle's got a lot of good flavor.
Yeah. It's true.
And now I also wouldn't be having raw onions on it like they have on this one in the picture. Mm. Yeah. Why would anybody put onions on a sandwich? Gross. Mm. You like onions on stuff, though, don't you?
On an Italian raw sub onions. Or something like that? Sure, yeah. Thinly sliced onions?
Yeah.
Ugh. Y'all are gross. How old are y'all? 90?
Yeah.
Lindsay eats beets.
You know I am. Beets and pickled okra.
Pig's feet.
Available 24/7 on the free TJ and Riggins app. This is the TJ and Riggins podcast and radio show.